President Bush insists that evidence Iraq was developing weapons of mass destruction eventually will be found. One program cited in the justification for the invasion of Iraq was the effort by Iraqi scientists to make a biological weapon out of ricin. But an article in today's Wall Street Journal says that program was abandoned in 1990. Journal reporter David Cloud wrote the article. Good morning.
Morning.
What did you learn about Iraq's ricin program?
Well, I spent several weeks in Iraq tracking down several scientists who were involved in the program, including the leader of the effort. He says in 1988 he was approached by the Iraqi security services and asked to begin work on it, which he did, spent 2.5 years doing it, actually produced a crude version of ricin, tested it, found it didn't work terribly well in killing lab animals, and at that point, he says, there was a decision to abandon it.
Because they couldn't turn it into a weapon?
Right. I mean, it's a technically challenging thing to do, which a lot of countries, including the U.S., have found. The U.S. did work on ricin beginning in World War I. Apparently got further than the Iraqis did over the course of many decades. But the Iraqis had a lot of difficulties. This guy who I talked to, Dr. Al-Kadi, said, you know, we didn't have the equipment, we had a vague idea of what we were doing and made some progress, but never got to the level of purity of ricin that you need to get to.
What did U.N. weapons inspectors say about Iraq's ricin program?
They said they discovered the same story, although it's never been sort of publicly told before. They said essentially that Iraq did conduct an intensive program in the late 80s to make ricin. They suspected that there was continuing interest on the part of the Iraqis to acquire this weapon even after they said the program was shut down.
How were you able to verify the information contained in the article?
We verified it in a number of ways, talking to other scientists who were involved, obtaining documents from the UN over the years, several of which haven't been made public, about the program, and talking to U.S. and British officials.
Isn't Secretary of State Powell saying as late as this week that ricin found among terrorists in Europe originated in Iraq?
That's right. There's still suspicion, intense suspicion, that in northern Iraq before the war there was a terrorist group making ricin. There had been suggestions before the war that it was possible Iraq itself had given the recipe or assisted in that in some way. I wasn't able to find any evidence that those claims have been verified since the war. Ricin is, as I said, easy to make in a very crude way. It's made by mashing up castor beans. So in some sense, it's an ideal terrorism weapon, not an ideal battlefield weapon.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Wall Street Journal reporter David Cloud.